Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
This morning, we witnessed significant weight loss that represent the severe conditions which endured by Hamas.
Hamas released three more Israeli hostages for 183 Palestinian prisoners under the Gaza ceasefire. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Eli Sarabi, Ohad Ben-Ami, and Or Levy. Cheers from Israelis watching on an outdoor screen in Tel Aviv, the three looking gaunt and frail, all taken when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. In exchange, 183 Palestinian prisoners were released. With Gazans cheering for them on the strip, this was the fifth swap in the six-week ceasefire deal. Israel spokesman Gal Hirsch says there are still 76 more hostages, alive and dead, in Hamas captivity. He also says Israel views the condition and treatment of the three hostages with great severity and will not remain silent, and action will be taken accordingly. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has blocked Elon Musk from accessing sensitive Treasury Department records. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer issued a preliminary injunction blocking Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing records from the Treasury Department that contained sensitive personal information, such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. 19 Democratic attorneys general had sued President Donald Trump in federal court in New York City, alleging the Trump administration allowed Musk's team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. Engelmeyer, who was appointed by President Barack Obama, also says anyone prohibited from having access to the sensitive information since January 20th must immediately destroy all copies of material downloaded from Treasury Department systems. I'm Donna Water.
This is VOA News. Lebanon's presidency announced Saturday that a new government had been formed after more than 2 years in which an interim cabinet had led the crisis-hit country. President Joseph Aoun signed a decree, quote, to form a government of 24 ministers, unquote, the presidency said in a post on the social media platform X. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam spoke in a televised statement moments after his cabinet was announced. This government will seek to restore trust between citizens and the state, between Lebanon and its Arab surrounding, and between Lebanon and the international community. The new government faces the daunting task of implementing reforms needed to unlock billions of dollars from international donors after years of economic crisis, overseeing a fragile Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire, and rebuilding a war-scarred country.
We find ourselves standing face to face with a grave and protracted security, diplomatic, and humanitarian crisis in DRC, a situation that demands our immediate, collective, and sustained attention.
Kenyan President William Ruto urged all armed forces in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to, quote, immediately cease hostilities and take positive action to allow meaningful dialogue aimed at restoration of stability, unquote, as regional leaders meet for a peace summit. The M23 rebel group has rapidly seized swaths of territory in the mineral-rich Eastern DRC in an offensive that has left thousands dead and displaced vast numbers. The DRC has repeatedly accused Rwanda of supporting the M23 rebels, a claim that Rwanda denies. The M23 offensive has raised fears of a regional war given that several countries are supporting the DRC militarily, including South Africa, Burundi, and Malawi. A federal judge has dealt President Donald Trump and billionaire ally Elon Musk their first big setback in their dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development, ordering a temporary halt to plans to pull thousands of agency staffers off the job. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee, also agreed to block an order that would have given the thousands of U.S. aid workers the administration wanted to place on abrupt administration leave just 30 days to move back to the U.S. on government expense. Both moves would have exposed the U.S. workers and their spouses and children to unwarranted risk and expense, according to the judge. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Leaders of the European Parliament's third largest voting bloc gathered in Madrid on Saturday under the motto Make Europe Great Again for a rally filled with euphoric references to Donald Trump's return to power. The event featured France's National Rally member Marine Le Pen and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.